Sir Basil Hound, you are, yeah?
Ah, Marlena Blitzkrieger, I presume.
Business you are here on, Herr Hound?
No. Holiday. Springtime in Paris, that sort of thing.
Ah, then pleasure you are here on, Herr Hound.
Ah, just call me Basil.
Oh, but I like sound of Herr Hound.
Whatever. Fräulein Blitzkrieger, may I...
Marlena. Marlena, please.
I believe we have a mutual acquaintance, Lord Wellington.
Yeah, I have boots, yeah?
He will be arriving in Paris this evening. He's taking the midday dirigible from Edinburgh, but I believe they've encountered strong headwinds coming across the channel, so he'll be a little late.
Yeah, their Zeppelin on schedule run not so good.
I believe they're testing a new prototype, a steam-driven dirigible they call the Yankee Doodle.
Yankee Noodle?
Doodle!
Ah, American, yeah?
From Philadelphia. Tell me, Marlena, do you visit Paris often?
Yeah, fashion I like. I like to shop. I like nice look. You like?
Oh, yes, very nice. Very, very nice. Is this the latest in Paris fashions?
I show not too much flesh, yeah? See?
Well, it is rather revealing.
Does make steam?
What's that?
Does make hot?
Well, it is rather warm in here.
Woof, woof.
I think I could do with a spot of fresh air. Let's step outside, shall we?
Ah, Paris, spring. Yeah, sometime very hot.
How did you get this recording?
Lady Windermere.
She wasn't there.
Oh, yes, of course. She was recalling with a bustle. She always had her back turned, so no one could recognize her.
I still can't accept the fact that Lady Windermere was a spy.
Lucky for us, she was on our side.
Tell me, Futsfuts, weren't you and Sir Boots once good friends?
We shared the same flat.
I see. Well, now, at this point, all the key players are in Paris.
No, not all.
But enough to cause the war.
I'm afraid so. Something quite extraordinary happened that week, Carpenter. As you may recall, Lady Windermere and the Tsarina of Russia had switched roles. Professor Ludwig von Snipe thought he was meeting with Tsarina Alexandra Feodorovna, but it was really Lady Windermere impersonating the Tsarina. Meanwhile, the Tsarina, dressed as Lady Windermere, was able to move about unencumbered by her secret service, so she was alone on a grand shopping spree of Paris. And she was walking along the Champs-Élysées when a long black hearse pulled by six albino horses suddenly stopped. Three turbaned figures leapt out, a black sack was thrown over her, and the Tsarina was snatched right off the sidewalk. Mind you, at midday.
Six albino horses?
With pink eyes, very frightening. It was later revealed they belonged to the Sultan.
Abdullah Okman Orban Man.
The Blackamoor.
My God, we do get to say that a lot, don't we?
Yes, we do. Well, now, as luck would have it, the Tsarina was wearing one of Lady Windermere's dresses with a hidden recording device inside her brass bustle.
You have a document of the kidnapping?
Oh, yes, we do. Sit back, enjoy, Calvetta. I'll spin forward a bit, just to save on time. Now, here is where the Sultan appears.
So, Lady Windermere, we meet yet again. It is useless to struggle, my dear lady. In fact, if you don't mind my borrowing a cliched phrase from your cheesy Pulp Fiction, you ain't getting away this time, baby. What was that, Lady Windermere? Will you promise to be more cooperative if I remove the black silk sack, Lady Windermere? Ah, all right. Abu, dump the lady out of the bar.
Oof! Damn it, sir. Hoits!
Ah! Who in the name of Allah are you?
Меня зовут Царина Александра Федоровна, Empress of Russia.
Oh, dear.
Ja? Abdullah Ockman Autobahn Mann?
Who else? We have problem.
Wie?
We kidnapped Tsarina of Russia.
Oh.
She wears dress like Lady Windermere.
Why?
Why? I don't know why.
Sultan, there's been a mistake.
That I am saying.
I am now, at this very moment, with Tsarina of Russia.
I am with Tsarina of Russia.
That is impossible.
No.
You have the imposter.
How long have you known Tsarina Alexandra Fedorovna?
We meet 3 days ago. Why?
I, Tsarina, know for a long time. Empress of Russia, you have no.
Well, then, who do I... Oh!
Lady Windermere.
Yes. Auf Wiedersehen.
Wait. What do I do with Tsarina?
Kill her. But don't quote me.
Kill the Tsarina.
You blame someone else. Who has taken over your country? Who do you hate most? Who else to blame but...
Ah, Tsarina. Sorry for the delay. It was important call.
No matter. Now I must return to St. Petersburg.
Oh, so soon.
Please call Zeppelin.
Perhaps I may persuade you to stay in Paris? Tsarina?
No, I must now leave. Please, did Zeppelin, yeah?
I think not. Tsarina.
Why you draw saber? You want to be fence?
Have we not been fencing all along? Tsarina?
You want to replay?
You have been playing with me all along, Lady Windermere!
Oh, come on, Ludwig. Where's your sense of humor?
Do you know what this means, Lady Windermere? This means war!
You are seeing a back-end recording taken in the Prussian embassy. Fortunately, the room was filled with mirrors.
So everything was being reflected?
Yes, indeed. It's enough to make you dizzy. Ooh.
Don't I get a sporting chance here on Snipe?
You will sport with me no more, Lady Windermere.
Now, as Von Snipe advances with his saber drawn, Lady Windermere picks up a billiard cue, but discards that. Then the poker from the fireplace, but discards that. Finally, she holds up her hand and...
Wait, hold on, Von Snipe. If you insist upon pursuing this, at the very least, toss me a saber.
And why would I do that?
Well, so that I won't blow a hole through your heart.
Where did you get that revolver?
Would you believe, from my bodice?
I see. Well, then, here. Catch!
Ah! Thank you.
On guard!
Of course.
On a snipe attacks?
Ah!
Would it be parried?
Ah!
And the fight is on. Oh! I love the way they fight.